Here's another Star 105.7 podcast from the Tommy and Brooke Morning Show.
Our tip this week from our fashionista is going to help us with this whole idea of it's supposed to be spring, but it doesn't feel like spring. Hi, good morning, Andy.
Yes, would someone please tell Mother Nature that it's spring already?
Right.
I mean, this thermometer is taunting us with these freezing temperatures. I just cannot even believe it. And I am so sick of wearing my winter coat. Is anyone with me?
Oh, yep.
So my tip this week is one that will help us at least feel a little more spring, even though we still need the warmth. So it's just this, you know, one of the things that we can do is we can at least get rid of our wool or our what I call our woolies. And what I mean by that is, I mean, our wool scarves and our wool hats, we can now transition into cotton and linen scarves. And it's a small step, but it's going to make you feel so much better.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the great thing is that, you know, cotton scarves are plenty. They're plentiful. You can find them in any store. But if you get the really large ones, like if you want to buy something new, you can get a really large or oversized sarong size scarf that you can also wear in the summertime with your bathing suit.
So basically, by wearing the same coat but changing your scarf, you're lifting it into spring through your neck, kind of.
Of course. Yes, exactly. By getting rid of that wool scarf or the knit scarf that we've been wearing all year, we can transition just a little bit. And if you're dying to buy something new, let this be it. So a cotton scarf is much lighter, but if you buy something that's oversized, then you can still get that swaddle effect that's going to give you the warmth that unfortunately we still need. And the great thing about a cotton scarf is you can go ahead and buy something in a great spring color. So the hot colors for spring are lots of purples, and you'll see lots of blues. But if you get something in floral, that's also really hot, or a geometric pattern or something like that, will really make you feel, give you some spring zing, but like I said, still give you the warmth that you need because the thermometer says that we're in the 30s.
And you might not have to buy something new. You might have one of these that, you know, it's just in a box. So you just bring that out and bring spring on out.
It's true. I mean, it's not like me telling you that scarves are, you know, a new thing, because it's not really new. But this is a small shift that we can do that will at least make us feel renewed, if you will.
All right.
Well, can I ask, what do you do in a situation for guys? Because I don't think I can pull off a scarf like that.
Believe it or not, there are lots of men who do pull off the cotton scarf. But that's a very good point. For you, the best thing to do is just do brighter colors. And that's something that will actually apply to all of us. But if we can just move out of, you know, kind of the fall tones and the muted tones and move into brighter jewel tones, you're naturally going to feel much better. So just get out of the burgundies and the darker blues and just do something that's a little brighter. I think that will make you feel much better.
Okay. Thank
you. And if that doesn't work, eat Skittles.
It's a rainbow of flavors from what I hear.
Yeah, exactly. Well, for more tips like this, please, you know, head over to my website, senseofstyle.com. Pick up my book, Style on a Shoestring, and be sure to follow me on Pinterest.
All right. The ever-colorful Andy Page.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, guys. I hope you have a great week.